Good morning, U-turn friends. It's Ash here, and I woke up this morning, leave it to me, with integrity, generosity, and self-confidence on the mind. I was thinking a lot about how much self-confidence comes not only from keeping promises to yourself, but also from liking yourself, genuinely liking who you are. And I was realizing that we live in a world where it's actually quite hard to generate a relationship with yourself where you like yourself because, number one, our desire to survive and get by and, you know, make money or, I don't know, stand out from the crowd. Sometimes it requires, and I don't want to say requires, but it calls us forward to abandon what feels right. And over time, when we keep doing things that don't feel right for us, we lose confidence in ourselves because we like ourselves less. And I think one area that this definitely shows up quite a bit is in your career, because it's very common to, I don't know, make choices that you feel like, okay, this is going to help me make money. This is going to help me survive. And then eventually it's like, do you like yourself? Do you like where you landed? Do you trust yourself to create a career or a life that you want when you keep on trading who you truly are, what you truly want, for something that you think is going to help you survive or get by? When really, I think self-love, self-confidence, and a quality life is about not abandoning that sense of self. And so this morning I did a journal prompt, and every single day when I journal, which I would say is probably like 4 or 5 days a week at most, I just write a question at the top of my journaling page. And if you're not on my email list at ashleystahl.com, I send journal prompts out every single Monday. So you can just do that at ashleystahl.com if you scroll down, if that's helpful. The journal prompt that I wrote today at the top of the page was, where am I out of integrity? And in parentheses under it, I wrote, where am I incongruent? And incongruent to me means you're saying one thing or doing another, or you feel one thing and you're doing another. And I closed my eyes. I had my music mix on, which if you love, I don't know, like meditative songs, I have a mix on my Spotify called Writer Mix for when I wrote my book. I closed my eyes. I was listening to my Writer Mix, and I wrote down all of the ways in the whispers of my mind, in the corners of my mind, that I felt like, oh, I don't like that I showed up that way. And it was really little things. For example, I had an assistant who could only work limited hours just due to her commitments. And I really liked her, so I was having her do customer service emails at our company. But I felt out of integrity with the fact that given her hours, it would take her, you know, sometimes 24 hours to write back to a customer service inquiry. And I didn't feel good about that. I felt like, oh, I don't like it when I email customer service and I don't hear back within the same day. It makes me anxious, especially if I need a refund or there's a problem with something I bought. And so that was one thing I wrote down, was, you know, having somebody with limited hours that doesn't respond that quick. You know, other things I could write down, you know, the list kind of went on. It was little things like that, or the fact that I had an opportunity to get the vaccine when it was available, and I was thinking about doing it due to my health conditions, but it wasn't my turn yet. I wasn't a healthcare worker, so I chose not to get the vaccine because I didn't feel right getting it when I'm not a healthcare worker. But I'm so glad I made that choice, because, and I have no judgment on anybody listening, but for me, I don't like myself when I cheat or I try to grab a spot in line from someone that actually was supposed to have that spot in line. And I think that probably comes from my childhood. And I think it was reflected by my choice to work in national security. Like, justice is such an underlying theme when you work in the government. And whenever I deviate from that or I don't do the right thing, even if I can get one over, I feel it in myself. And that's why whenever I'm at the store and somebody accidentally gives me an extra dollar, I go back, because I know that I'm not just getting that dollar, I'm getting the opportunity to like myself. So that's one thought that I'm having. Another area that has been on my mind is generosity. So One of the biggest breakthroughs I've had is through dating William around generosity. I realized, you know, culturally, he comes from a culture, his family is from Jordan, where generosity looks like they cook meals for each other, they offer to pick things up and do errands for each other. That's how their generosity looks. That's how they offer themselves up. That's the nature of the request that they'll make. Can you pick this up? Can you make me extra food? Stuff like that. To me, generosity, the way I give and experience generosity is when people give me their time, their presence, their insight, they connect with me, they listen to me, and that's how I give generosity. So if somebody is suffering, I was always the kid, I mean, you could have seen me on the playground in elementary school, who would, I don't know, like go find the other kid that looked lonely. Like my generosity looked like inviting them to sit at our lunch table if I had a bunch of friends. My generosity looked like pretending nothing was wrong with them if something was visibly wrong and people were judging them. My generosity was in trying to make people feel safe. And I still do that as an adult. And so it's interesting because when you are working on loving yourself, liking yourself, there's all these principles, integrity, generosity, they're pretty universal. But what I haven't until recently really understood is how that can look so different for people. So, you know, if your generosity looks like mine, where you're generous with your time and your space and your presence, but somebody's asking for your generosity in a different way, a way that they experience, receive, resonate, understand generosity, then it can be tempting to say, what? They want me to do this or that? If you don't interpret it or see it as like, this is how they want generosity, this is how they give generosity, it can be tempting to say, I'm not doing that. That's weird. But what I've learned is this principle, this way of life, which always comes back to liking yourself. I always like myself better when I'm generous, is being able to tune into how other people can experience these principles and being willing to give beyond yourself, beyond the way that you understand them, because you can understand and notice when other people want to be given to. So these are just some morning thoughts. I don't know if I sound crazy. I'm definitely trying to talk a little quieter because William is still sleeping upstairs as I'm recording this. But it felt really important to me to just share these thoughts with you while they're alive and remind you how important it is to like yourself. And so I just want to encourage you after listening to this little solo episode to write down at the top of the paper, where do I not like myself? Where am I out of integrity? And just start searching, close your eyes. You know, if you need some music, you can put on my writer mix or anything that you like and just start to tune in and feel your heart of where do you feel like there's a disconnect? Where do you feel like you could have given differently? Where do you feel like you're showing up in a way that isn't feeling like you? And integrity can also mean your relationship with yourself. So even for me, with my recent Lyme diagnosis, which I'm doing really well, I have very minimal symptoms, and I'm just doing basic treatment to handle this infection in my blood. But my doctor said, be sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. And I know somewhere in the depths of my mind that corn is a very inflammatory food, and it wouldn't be good for my diet. But tortilla chips, corn tortilla chips, are gluten-free, dairy-free, and sugar-free. So they fit the rules, but I know as I'm eating them that they're not good for what kind of diet I'm doing. Like, I know that corn is inflammatory, and the purpose of me eating sugar, gluten, and dairy-free is to conquer inflammation in my body so I can fight this infection. My point being, I'm sneaking, you know, I'm cutting a corner every time I eat a corn tortilla chip. And it's silly. We can let these things go. But I think this way of being adds up over time. And I think that was a way that I wasn't being in integrity with myself. Because for me, my health is so important and it's not negotiable. And I'm trying to do one over because it fits the rules written down, but I can feel in my heart like, oh, this is something the doctor probably wouldn't be okay with. And I don't want to ask her. I've been resisting asking her about corn because I know she's going to say no. So it's like these little things or even big things are also about being in integrity with yourself. So enjoy the journaling prompt. Let me know what you think. And those of you who have been writing podcast reviews, reading my book, writing Amazon reviews or Audible reviews, I just wanted to take a second to thank you. I read every single one and they just move me. They make me cry. You sharing the book on Instagram, you sharing with your friends, the podcast, it just is so special. So thank you for supporting me and listening. And I hope that this moves you in some way today. Sending love. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the U-Turn Podcast. In the meantime, if you heard about any resource that you're interested in from one of our guests, you can find it listed in our show notes on the podcast tab of my website, ashleystahl.com. That's ashleystahl.com. On that page, you'll also see our free quiz to help you discover what career path you're actually meant for. And of course, we cannot thank you enough for written podcast reviews. I read every single one. I get so motivated from reading your words, and it just means the world to me that you take a moment if you have an Apple device and you write an actual review for me. Thank you so much for doing that. Appreciate you being here and cannot wait to connect with you next week.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.